up to Michael Carr. To Michael Carr and to Martin McKay. The two men, I would say, who are the two main men on this Kilcare team today. Martin hits it over the bar and put another nail in the coffin. 1-14 for Kilcare. 8 points for Ardra. Time running out now as the spectators are going into the field here, and Noel Kane is trying to keep them back, and so is Desi Kelly, and so is Tommy Bogle. The referee goes in for the ball. The game is over, and the new champions of Donegal are Kilcare for 1980 with a convincing 1-13 to 8.1 over their rivals Ardra after a great game of football, a game that was anybody's game up until the last, well, 8 minutes, whenever Kilcare seemed to get that extra bit of stamina and extra bit of steam, and that goal by E. Cannon really finished it as a game. A very clean game, well refereed. Credit to both teams and to both teams of supporters as well, who showed their manners and their integrity, which I know that the both clubs have. And a great day for the GAA, I think. And we'll now wait for the presentation of the Dr. Maguire Cup to the captain of the Kilcare team, Sean McGinley, whenever he gets a minute to get out of that cluster of people on the far side of the field.
I wish they would keep commentating like that these days. From 1980, the Donegal Senior Championship Final, Kilcare's first ever Dr. Maguire Cup, when they beat Ardra. A truly memorable occasion for the Southwest Townie Club. And I think it took Sean McGinley a couple of days to get out of the melee of well-wishers and supporters congratulating him before he went up to receive the silverware on that glorious afternoon for the Kilcare Club. Well, 2024 marks the 100th birthday of Kilcare CLG, and they have begun their centenary celebrations in earnest with a special event last Friday night at the Ashland in Kilcarta, where families, young and old, of all ages, and players current and past gathered to reflect on a night of nostalgia, chat, discussion and celebration. Ocean FM Sport paid a visit to the event on Friday night, and we spoke to the chairperson of the club's centenary organising committee, James Hegarty.
Right, well, with me here is James Hegarty, who is the chairman of the centenary committee. I know a lot of time, energy and passion went into this, but it must be very enjoyable now when you see some of the fruits of your labour at this centenary launch tonight.
Yes, Austin, we kind of started probably early last year, preparing for, especially for a night like this. A lot of work was put into a lot of people kind of helped out. Especially this morning when we came in here, we had to decorate the Ashlyn, and it took a bit of time, but it kind of turned out well.
Well, decorated you have. I feel like it's an All-Ireland final homecoming here.
Yes, a lot of help. A lot of people came in here. Numerous people came here today and helped out and helped just kind of the buntings, the balloons, all the decor around the Ashlyn. It looks fantastic. It's great to kind of mark these occasions, because we have a very, as a club, this a small club, small in area, small in population, but very successful. As you see yourself, Austin, with all the trophies, the medals, it's about here tonight.
Yeah, if we look around the room, you asked some months ago the people, the families, the connections of this club to head up to the attic, to dig out the old memorabilia, the jerseys, the balls, the photographs, maybe a bit of video footage, whatever they could find. And by God, people have produced stuff tonight. And there's lots of stuff here from the 40s, the 30s. There's medals with no name on it. Danny Gillespie has a hunch whose it might be, etc. But even, I mean, there's some things here I think people in the 32 counties of Ireland would like to see. For example, the McHugh family have brought out all their memorabilia tonight. That's Dad Martin, Brother James, Mark McHugh, Ryan McHugh, Owen McHugh, all there. And to see that array laid out is a rare thing to see, even for Kilcar people. The 1992 All-Ireland winning football beside the 2012 All-Ireland winning football that father and son played with at Croke Park.
Yes, it's a very impressive table over here to our left. As you said, from 92 on to 2012, you've All-Star awards there. There are a trophy there as well that Patrick won in 17. It was Club Player of the Year.
This is Patrick McBrady.
Patrick McBrady. So that trophy is there as well. So that's kind of more affiliated to the club here. It's not county. He won an All-Ireland All-Star for the club, so which is as a famous trophy, you know. So it's great to have them on display here tonight. And a lot of people are saying that came in here tonight, that arrived here around about maybe 7:30, 7:28. They would nearly need to come back again tomorrow to just to take it all in, you know, because
you could open a mini museum here.
Yeah. So we are hoping we will be leaving some of the photos until tomorrow evening, and people can come again tomorrow and check out. But I would say some of the trophies and that, their personal trophies, trophy medals, they'll be leaving here tonight, because we just want to, for safety reasons, like, you don't know, they might be here tomorrow if they were left here tonight, you know.
Of all the stuff that was produced and handed in, what sort of stuff caught you and the centenary committee members by surprise? Are there any little nuggets that you were fascinated to see?
Danny would have a medal there from 1932, his father's, you know. Medals like that are you know, unique. It's great to have them here. Danny's, the old football back in the 60s, the old leather laced football. But it's great as well. The main one here to the left, the McHugh family, the presentation that they've had here to the left is fantastic.
And your photos from the 1940s and by the decade too, love, you know, really beautifully laid out. Why is a centenary commemoration like this so important, do you think?
Well, it's remembering the past, the start of the club, the great men that started it up at the back in 1924. A lot of work, hardship at the time, like, you know, trying to get it up and running wasn't easy. There were difficult times then with emigration, as you know yourself. It's a small area, population-wise, not much employment here back in the early, we say, 40s, 50s, 60s, them eras, before the companies started coming in, the tweed factories and that, etc., came into the area. But employment started then, as Danny touched on that, and that kind of held people in the area, and that's when we started again success in the 70s. And the 80s, we're lucky enough we had decent employment within the area, which held the young people, and we gained success from that.
You released 100 balloons tonight at the start of the evening. There were fireworks.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of young people here.
Yeah.
You know, current past players have brought their sons. Current past granddads and grannies have brought their granddaughters and children. That part of it is important too, I get the sense.
Yes, it's very important. We're delighted to see all of our current senior and reserve team are here tonight. You can see them all. Mingling was in the crowd. They were here to lay off the balloons. So I think a night like this is going to push them on our centenary year to hopefully in October to lift the big one again and to get back down the throat down into Kilcar.
Don't be putting pressure on them now, James.
Well, I am going after tonight. After we'll be talking to them later on. I think after seeing what the past, our club past, is important now for they to push on, and hopefully we'll have a successful year and maybe win the big one in October.
And to finish, as you begin a new century here at Kilcar, at Towny, there is lots to look forward to. You'll be hosting the All-Ireland Comórtas Pen, the Get to the Finals in 2026.
Yes, Austin, they're a lot going on. We're in the process now with development, new development plans are in place. We're going for planning. So there'll be a big push in the next, and especially next year, for that, and have it ready for Comórtas in 26. Another big landmark for the club. So a lot of work to be done, so we're kind of looking forward to the next century, as they say, but the next few years is big, and a lot of work to be done, and looking forward to the future.
James Hegarty, Chairperson of the Kilcar Centenary, thank you very much.
Thanks.
That's James Hegarty on Friday night speaking to us at the Ashland. We're going to give you a flavour now of the night itself, which began with two history talks, one from Danny Gillespie. He charted the years of the club from its inception in 1924 through to the 1970s. And then Kieran Cannon, formerly of this parish, gave a very colourful and entertaining talk about the more recent history of Kilcar, including all those championships and league titles and so much success they enjoyed from 1980 onwards through the 80s and 90s in particular, not least of course their most recent Dr. Maguire Cup success back in 2017. They still talk about the celebrations from that one, you know. Then the host on the night, Paul Hegarty, introduced some special guests from 1980, the inaugural championship-winning team for Kilcar. James and Martin McHugh were on stage alongside the great Michael Carr. Three of the Kilcar greats went on stage to share some of their memories from that breakthrough year of 1980 when Kilcar won their first of their senior county titles, and that really set the chains going for what followed in the next couple of decades. We'll hear more from Michael Carr a bit later, but first James and Martin McHugh on their memories of that breakthrough championship year from 1980.
Yeah, I suppose there are two things I would say. The man beside me here, in 1980 I kicked 10 points in the county final, and the Ulster final in 1983 I kicked 7, and this man got man of the match in 2 days. And totally deserved it as well, I have to say, you know, he was by far the best player in the team, but that's how lucky and lucky I was. But I just say, when I started, Paul, playing with Kilcar, I always remember two stories on it. You know, I was playing junior one with the reserve team or whatever, but I remember we were playing down in Fannin, only 13 men, and your father had to play, or was playing corner forward, and we got 7 points that day, and your father was fouled, he was a good man to win a free, for the 7 frees, and I kicked the 7 over the bar. And the other one, which is a different story, we played Glen in a reserve game in Towney, and I was playing anyway, and it was a tough game, and Jack Fury was refereeing it. And as we all know, Michael and Peter Connery were playing for Kilcar, and of course they're married to their sister, and I remember during the game, anyway, Jack was giving a free to Glen, and Peter says, "You're not coming out for no tea this evening, Jack." But anyway, we got a penalty then later on, and I set the ball down to kick the penalty, and I was ready to kick it, and Michael came flying up behind me and hammered it into the roof of the net. And I think Jack didn't even know what to do, or nobody else knew what to do when I'd actually set the ball. But I think Peter told him then he was happy enough that he would get his tea that evening then.
Very good. I suppose then one in the 80 was already massive for the parish, as Kieran touched on. But then in 82 for yourself, Martin, along with Morris, to win an All-Ireland 21. Like, that's set precedent for your county career.
Yeah, it was. I was playing, I wasn't going up to play, actually. County footballers went up, and this man, Mickey Niff, was on to this man about getting me up, anyway. So I ended up going up to play county football that year after 80. And my first game, and it's hard to believe it now, As the two men left the club this evening, they head down to stay in Carton House or Johnson House tonight or whatever it is. The first day we played Tipperary and Ballyshannon, my first debut for the county, and the fullback was wearing glasses for Tipperary. So that's maybe the level. It was different that time, different completely that time to now with the way everything was and everything else. But I made my debut then, and then 82 under 21 All Ireland was a big one for the county. First All Ireland County ever won, so it was big for the county as much as anything. And a lot of them players came through along with the 87 team and everything else, followed suit by fellows like James here beside me and other people that made it to the end up in 92. But yeah, it was, 82 was important and everything else. And it was great that in, because I think what I remember Michael coming to me at a time that in and saying to me, you know, that you have to be very good if you're from Kilcar to make it as a county footballer, because you know, you had to be from Ballyshannon or St. Junan's or Gidore, all the big clubs. So it was great, you know, followed by, and I know there are people here, Shannon's down there, Shannon McGinley and Shane McGallagher and people like that that would have played for the club or for the county before that and everyone. But it was tougher than maybe to tell you, you know, because we're classed as
So, you know, winning that county final and everything else and getting up there definitely, definitely made a difference, you know. And we became, as Kieran said earlier on, the big club, became the club of the 80s, which was brilliant for us at that time. But just one thing I'll say, I remember playing and everything else, and Liam McElhenney's a good friend of mine from St. Michael's, and when Con was over in Letterkenny, he was with Liam McElhenney, and he was just telling me the night, even McElhenney said he was a bad umpire. But I always said that Con was a brilliant umpire for Kilcar, because I hadn't the ball kicked and Con had the flag up, so it was, it was guaranteed that we were going to sort it out, you know, so.
But we must have done things on twos when it came to county, because yourself and Michael had probably been the first two to win an Ulster Championship together in 83, which was a big achievement also. Not forgetting the four in a row that Kieran touched on and league, which was a massive achievement for the club. And then, James, we can bring you on board now, being captain of the team in 85. What's your kind of memories of that year, really?
That memory is really very tolerant, great. It's a huge honour, you know. I mean, all the things that you were doing, you know, in your career, you'll be a county or Ireland, and yes, you know, to captain your club to see the championship. To me, like, it's just, you know, it's as good an honour as I've ever had. You know, James Gallagher was manager that year, and I mean, you know, it's unfortunate Jerry Chulhan is one member of the panel, unfortunately, you know, that we're missing. But from my point of view, Paul, I'd say I look back at it with extreme pride. You know, I mean, I was very young, I mean, probably one of the youngest captains, like, as far as I know, to lift the championship. But, you know, there is no greater honour. It's a very good team. I mean, I'll be talking even to the younger players at the minute. I was one of the lucky people. Like, I came into Kilcar senior team, Ian Higgins, in 1981. My first year, won a league. First 4 years, we were involved, won a league. We could beat the second year, we won everything. We beat the county final, we won everything else in the county. You know, I mean, I was extremely lucky. I mean, Ian, Paddy High, people like that will tell you, you know, what the struggles that went on. I mean, you know, them kind of people, when we talk about history, it's great that we can sit here tonight, you know, we're part of the great successes, you know, but we have to also honour the people who actually, it's the people that kept the club going, you know, when times were tough. I mean, I even heard them talking times about 3 and 4 at AGMs. You know, as I say, we're kind of half the chosen people. I mean, even at the minute, if you look at our senior team at the minute, we're extremely competitive. It's a great environment to be in. You know, it's not always going to be like that, and it wasn't always like that. And I mean, I would have to say, you know, the only thing I would say probably at 85 is I would look back at them with extremely proud of moments I've ever had.
Well, we were lucky to have yous as well. I suppose then, maybe skipping a few years, going into 1989, which was on par probably one of the most successful years of the club, and Martin, you being in charge, must have been the proud moment.
Yeah, it was, and I know James has mentioned your dad there was a big one, I was involved in him too, but I also remember one man that's down there done a wild lot for this club was Barry Campbell, even in the tech and everything else, and the amount of coaching and everything else. He was the first man really to coach and introduce me in the blackboard in the tech, as if we know, and drawing up these things for us, what we're going to do. So talk about a man that was ahead of his time and everything else with us, but he mentored me very well anyway. But if you go to 1889, suppose I took over the team in 1887, to be mad, because we got married in 1887 and everything else, and we're, you know, there were a wild lot of money or anything else about, but we put in about 87, 88, 89, and we lost the final 87 to Ballyshannon. There was a good Ballyshannon team, they were just too good for us, you know. 88, Kelly Beggs beat us in the final, and that's probably a disappointing one that got away in us. Maybe it was all the better because 93 was probably the sweetest one we ever had, and maybe we got our own back on that team. But 89 was important. Yeah, we needed to win it, we had to win it, and yeah, it was important, and we were the better team on the day, and it was good because it was a big year that year. I mean, to take the two Gaelic titles out of Glen was massive, and even Francie Joe, God rest him, wouldn't give us the medals or not for the reserve. He said we'd senior players playing or so. But it was, yeah, that was sweet, you know, and that there. But yeah, 89 was a good year. There were great times that day. We had great players and, you know, great footballers and everybody else. And, you know, the thing worked hard and everything else together. And the games, even Seamus Gallagher was saying that down there. The games we used to have, it was crazy. We're worse. The training over in Towny was worse. You would get a bigger knock in Towny than you would against other teams. So yeah, very competitive everything else. But it was good. It was great times, and we enjoyed it. And it was, you know, it was great that we finished off by winning that county final. And suppose the great photograph is of John Dugan, who was captain of the team, who was down there the night, and Mickey McFadden carrying the cup out. The photograph was taken, and that was a fabulous photograph to have, and that finished the 80s off for us.
We can't leave it without talking about 1982. I suppose myself as a young person that time, I can remember you coming into the town at about 10:15, and Michael Gillespie, God rest him, I think the words were, we waited for days, we waited for months, we waited for years, we've done it. And I think that's the moments like that stick out, and to see you taking the cup down the street, it was a great moment.
Well, it certainly was, Paul, no doubt of that, to say again, a huge honour for us in the area. But just, you know, the problem this weekend is, you know, the fact that the band, you know, I was just thinking about that there, myself. Every successful thing that we ever had, I mean, I even remember, you know, and the things I remember with the two All-Irelands, 92 and, you know, 12, was the band leading the team down the town. You know, even in our dressing rooms, leading up to county fines or leading up to anything like that, you know, you based your success on the band. There's always was a big one with the band meeting at the top of the top. And it's, you know, it's just something I think we, you know, we need to remember kind of the night, you know, the fact that there's, you know, they had a huge celebration this weekend. But I mean, the 92 thing, Paul, was massive, you know, coming back to you. You know, I always heard it from talking about different players. You know, coming back to your own town is always really the main thing. And I mean, you know, the reception that we got that night is something, you know, that, I mean, mother and father, like, was living that time. It's, you know, it's unbelievable. But, you know, it's great success.
I think that the occasion was great, the game and everything else was great, but I think the best thing was going back into Kilkenny. It's the one I'll always never forget, and your dad, Ian, tucked in beside us, and he was the proudest I've ever seen him in his life when he tucked in there beside us walking down the street that day. And, you know, someone we'll not forget, but the great thing about it was all the other players said the best night and the best time they had was in Kilkenny. So it just shows you how strong, and fair play to you all down there and everybody else, how strong a GAA place we are, because that's what they said, and that's honest. What they said about Kilkenny was they enjoyed it, the best night they had, the best time they had was in Kilkenny.
So maybe just to finish off in 93, because your last kind of major achievement within the club, I suppose, was, which, as you touched on, Martin, was a very special occasion. But going on the rivalry around that time, especially with a good New Columba team and a good Kilkenny team, Ballyshannon, you know, it was probably sweet, especially after the 8.
1983 was huge. You know, I mean, we had great success in 1982, but I remember the you know, the county final in 1983, even the whole build up to it, you can remember probably. I don't know any of the Gortalia people here, like, the Kilkenny flag put up out and stuff, but again, it really added to the whole fun. It added to the whole fun, everything. But as you say, it's something at the moment that probably our senior team is lacking about. Maybe, you know, you had Glenn, Kilcar, Kilkenny, Saradra, Fort Masters. You had a great local rivalry. But I mean, I remember 93, James Carr having to be beside me in the county final. Like, it was a huge, like, for us. We were underdogs, but we had really been badly hurt in 1988. We were Kilkenny beat us by a late goal. And we were really badly hurt at the time, but I mean, you know, 93 was up there with anything. I mean, I know myself, I would have to say, if it was going to 2017 welcome home for the Kilkenny senior team, was the best occasion I have ever seen here in Glenridge, so I have ever seen in this parish. And nothing really got to me like that coming down for the Paddy McBurney coming down the town that night. But 93 was huge. It was sweet. It was, you know, something else. We felt we were back in the place, you know, where we belong. But I mean, looking back at it, you know, just before, that was a good Kilkenny. That, I mean, that era was a good Kilkenny team. You were coming from three of the 21 teams in a row, which was huge. When you look back now and think about that, you know, them occasions were huge. But 93, Paul, was excellent, brilliant.
Yeah, which is great for everybody here tonight. When we look back at the memories, and these three people in particular were instrumental with really putting Kilkenny on the map. If you could just put your hands together for Michael Carr, Martin McHugh, and James McHugh.
Yeah, from Friday night in the Ashland in Kilkenny, Martin and James McHugh and Michael Carr, who were three special guests at the Kilkenny centenary launch in the village on Friday night. We didn't hear from Michael Carr there. He was there looking like Mick Jagger from the Rolling Stones on stage. And we recorded a separate interview with Michael after the formalities were concluded. Michael, one of the county stars when Kilkenny had that breakthrough county championship win, along with Martin McHugh, back back in 1980, and he spoke to Ocean FM Sport about his recollections of that time and the friendly rivalry between Kilcar and the neighbouring clubs.
No, I thought they didn't like me at all, Glenn Gomke. Well, not a rivalry with Ardra and Glenn. You know, you were very aware of that, you know. But I would have a lot of friends in Glenn Columkill because I won my first championship. But no, there'd be a lot of people wouldn't like us, to be quite honest.
I think the rivalries in the 80s were more raw, weren't they?
That's what made actually this part of the world. Like we play, Martin may be very committed to the county, but we had to be very committed to our club too, you know. It demanded Ian Higgerty was manager, and I mean you heard 81, 82, 83, 84, won every league game, you know. So you had to have your county players playing in those days, you know. But we had a lot of good lads that were up to county standard too here, you know.
When you look back on it now, Michael, did you love playing with Kilcar, with Donegal? Did you enjoy it? Were you able to enjoy it?
Not all the time. Not all the time, because I was running a business, you know, and if I was maybe a guard or a teacher or something, I could have enjoyed it more. But I would, a morning of a county final, I worked in my shop, you know, and you might have heard Michael Higgerty just telling that I was still walking around the corner and a county final being played maybe at 3:30 or 4:00. So, yeah, I would have done things different, to be quite honest, if I went back the years, you know. But we did get a lot of enjoyment. We had great crowds. I mean, the support, there'd be a few thousand at a game in Tony, you know. There was only maybe 4 games live on television in those days. People were innocent, you know. There was an innocence which is not there now, you know, and I suppose we milked that whole thing too, you know. Yeah, and they stayed in the pub then until that night in the town. Culture has changed, you know.
Being a Kilcar man, has that been important to you?
Well, I went to the first county final with my father about 1959, you know, and I was aware of us losing that against McCool's and even, I think, 1963, and you always felt, you know, I remember a tear coming to my eye when we got to the first county final in 80. Now, we beat Glen Columkill, and just to get play in the county final, now, that didn't happen. We won the final in 80, and, you know, I didn't have that same feeling, but it was more relief, you know, to, you know, you felt you'd let people down if you didn't perform in the day and if you didn't maybe win the game, you know.
Can I say you still look a very sprightly young man, as if you could still do a job on the field, even in 2024?
Well, it might look like that, but I had a knee replacement last year and I need the other one replaced. And people say, oh, it's football now, but I'm so long out of football now. I couldn't say. It's just it's part of it's in the genes, I suppose, you know. But no, we were blessed. We were blessed here, you know. If I played maybe for a club, Duncan Ailey, who wouldn't have big numbers, there wouldn't have been expectation from you. But, you know, you were trying to play with the county and the club, and expectation was high, you know, here, as the boys alluded to there.
But the one thing that is secure are the memories you've garnered with Kilcar. When you look at the photographs here down along the Ashland Wall, there are some lovely memories which trigger there.
Yeah, well, I suppose a lot of clubs would have memories, you know. Our span's longer. I played for 23 years for the club, and I'd imagine Martin McHugh probably has had a long career and a few other. The generation we played with in the 70s, they were gone. I think from the county final in 80, Martin and me were the only two in the 93 county final, you know. So, and recently we had the 321 teams there, had a reunion. And an amazing statistic was there wasn't one person deceased on, you know. And I mean, we're all, some of them are 70 plus, you know. And there's other teams then, county teams I played with in the 80s, and they might be 4 dead, you know, from, you know. So it's yeah, no, we're blessed here, you know.
Do you miss it, playing football?
I do, and I often wonder, you know, what would it be like to play now? That's the one. See you, Mark. I often wonder what would it be like to play football now, like in the days when you attacked from the half-back line. I mean, you'd have beat 2 or 3 men. Now you could attack and you'd be up on the half 40 and there'd still be nobody to beat, you know. So I just wonder from there on, how would you deal with it, you know? But to be quite honest, I think that football now is it's 7-a-side football played with 15. And they're very difficult too, because they're all 15, there's 30 up in that one space that would be the size of a 7-a-side pitch. And I think the teams that have mastered that are successful. And I think the 14 have to be moving at the one time. I'm trying to figure out what's the difference in the successful teams and the ones that are then not at that level. And I think, you know, that has to be the secret, that you know, they would make great basketball players and all the rest too, you know. I keep trying to figure out what is the difference in the very good teams, the top four teams in the country, and then the teams below that, you know. But it has to be that you know, they just make great 7-a-side teams, you know.
The voice of Kilcar and Donegal's Michael Carr speaking to us at Friday night's Kilcar GAA Club centenary celebration launch in the Ashland in Kilcar. Let's hear from some of the famous female protagonist at Kilcarta for the next few moments, because women's Gaelic football continues to grow from strength to strength in the club, and we're going to hear from two of the stalwarts behind the football movement at Townie for the last number of years. That's Fiona McGinley, daughter of former player and captain and chairman Sean McGinley, and of course Caroline Brady, who will need very little introduction to Kilcar brethren. They spoke to Ocean FM Sport this weekend about their memories of Gaelic football for women over the last couple of decades at Townie, and we spoke to them on Friday night.
We've talked about the men's football, but of course women's football in Kilcar grows from strength to strength. Caroline Brady and Fiona McGinley know all about that. And somebody mentioned at the beginning of the evening, girls, that there was camogie here in Kilcar back in the 1930s. There seems to be, I think Danny McGinley mentioned that. That's another side story. But what do you guys put the growth of women's football down to right now?
Well, as I said, my sister was working in Dublin, and that's over 30 years ago. And she came home saying that she heard Donegal were starting up the club football and we should get a team together. So we tried. We approached the AGM and they were very welcoming and no problem. But we, at that stage, we had no players, no nothing. So we went on and we tried to gather people that were living. We were very fortunate at the time. A lot of people were working around home. Now they go off to college and it's a bit tighter, but we're very lucky and we got going. Completely different 30 years ago. We're actually celebrating just over 30 years of ladies football in Kilcar. 30 years ago, as I said earlier on tonight, I didn't know what we'd had to do. I didn't realise you'd have to go to county board meetings, how to register, insurance. So we got all the information and we started off. We were started in 92, we didn't get really going to 93, but we had great fun, great memories. Training was a lot different then than it is now. Mightn't been as easy then, as a different standard completely. But
You mentioned one thing in your remarks tonight. Kilcar always fielded a team. You mightn't have been contending at the league or championship end or the business end of a particular competition, but you fulfilled the fixture.
We always did. I know time was tight earlier on tonight, and with presentations like this with all different age groups, we can't have it too long. But I always say that I think that we are very lucky here in Kilcar. Not alone have we a great spirit in the parish and all that. Majority of people have two families. You have your own immediate family that you share everything else. And then, of course, we have the GAA family. But I think the ladies over the last 30 years, the one thing I have noticed is whether you played 30 years ago or you're playing now, we have a great, great relationship. Whether you're 14 or 24, 34, maybe some of us now over 44 or whatever. But it is, so we really consider ourselves a family within another family.
Fiona, the McGinley name is a very famous family name in this part of the world, so I'm guessing there was no escape from Gaelic games for you. And I know this club is 100 years old, but it wouldn't function without the female input here.
Definitely not. I suppose the McGinley history goes back to my granda back in the 1930s. I suppose he was playing James Patrick McGinley, and We were actually looking at medals there the last night, and we found a medal that he won. It was an All-Ireland medal going back. It has 1936-1937 date on the medal. And I suppose saying Daddy, Sean McGinley, I suppose he played for a number of years. I think I'm taking after himself. I says I don't know when to finish. And then my two brothers, Eamon and Kieran, are, I suppose they were pivotal in 2017 when Kilcare won the senior championship. Now, I have two sisters. I don't know how it happened to them. They moved away. One went to Galway and the other went to Roscommon. So they kind of lost the football touch.
You'll get them back, will you?
Well, I don't know about that now, but I know, I suppose it's one of the things we didn't even get to mention tonight was in 2012 we won the league. And my sister Emer, I suppose, was playing with me at the time. But like that, when you move away to college, it's very hard to keep players, you know, involved in the club and that. And I was looking at a picture there the last night of the team that played in 2012, and I think only six out of that team are actually still playing now. Some of us, I would say, are probably overage at this stage, but we're keeping it going anyway, keeping the average age up on the team. So, but I know Carly mentioned there about, you know, friendships and things like that and your other family. Like, I asked a couple of girls this week, you know, what's your memories? And, you know, and it's like, that's one of the things they said was the friendships you made, you know, with the people. Like, I played with Caroline, I would say, back in 1998, and I'm still playing.
And there's no such thing as retirement in Kilcare, Fiona.
Well, I would say I have another few years to catch up on Daddy. I think he was 55 when he played his last game, so I'll definitely not go to that. But, no, like, I enjoy it. And as I say, there's another thing I suppose I didn't get to mention. I got to play with my daughter. She's... like, she joined the ladies team back in 2017, and we played in three county finals together. We've lost two of them. As I say, in 2018 we played Killybegs and we lost, and we played Downings in 2019. But this year I got to play three finals. We won the Gaeltacht final, we won the league final, and we won the championship final, and I got to play those games with her. And she's...
That's special stuff.
Yeah, well, I play in goals. She's my full back. So she gets roared upon plenty.
You get to shout at her again, yeah. As well. Yeah.
And she doesn't belong. She doesn't call me Mammy anymore in the field. It's Fiona. But, like, it's great to actually have that with her too.
And Caroline, to finish, that's the gold dust, isn't it? Listening to Fiona's story there, the enjoyment she's getting out of football. She's still playing, has been playing with her daughter. You're now providing a pathway for Gaelic football, for young girls coming through. There is the option here now to play. I know it may be challenging at times to find the numbers and keep the numbers on board, but you have something happening here now.
Well, I must say, as we know, ladies football has just developed. Probably the first 10 years of it, like, it was at an even pace. But in the last 20 years, the amount of courses and development and encouragement coming from LGFA in Dublin, like, as I mentioned earlier, our Gaelic for girls was a number of years ago. Then we had a Gaelic for teens at Fiona and Imran. Like, and all this is encouraging. One ethos, I think, that we had in Kilcare was when we started off, like, we knew to look at the lads, how to solo, but we never actually got any coaching on solo. Now, you always had talented players, and the rest of us could run fast after poor Andy Doherty putting us around the thing. Andy's from Balbuffet, he's a known runner, he's to run marathons and everything like that. He retired a couple of years ago here from the post in Kilcare, but he was a great friend to us and always encouraged us. But I think it's the ethos we had, everybody was welcome. There used to be a joke that I had the first girl from overseas playing with us. There was a girl, Carolina, she came to Kilcare school, she was Polish. She hadn't a word of English, but I seen her playing with the boys one day and I went, And I remember she came to play with us, and she was actually playing soccer out in Poland. And she played with us for a number of years. She was a strong attacking halfback. But people are always welcome, and it's fun, and yes, it's a serious part of it, but at the end of the day, it's what we make of it, and we all enjoy it, and we love it. I wish I could still be playing.